Roger Klotz and Connie Binge.
No, not me.
Boomer Bledsoe and Chalky Studebaker.
Boy, everybody was nervous about the get-to-know-your-fellow-students report that Mrs. Wingo was assigning us. She was making us pair up with other students to do a report on their home life. Everybody was nervous that they might get paired up with...
Doug Funny, you're with...
Oh, please, no, please.
Al and Moo Sleech.
Right.
The Sleech Brothers.
Congratulations, Doug.
Oh, man. Chop, I'm home. The Sleeches wasted no time in starting their report. Hello, Doug Funny. We are here.
Hey, guys. I didn't expect you so soon. I don't think any of my family's home for you to interview.
Excuse me. Pardon.
Let's take this back to the lab.
Listen, why don't you come back later when my mom and sister...
Aha!
Huh? Oh, Judy, I'm glad you're here.
I am not doing your laundry.
No, I just want you to talk to these guys from school. It's for a report.
What guys?
Well, Al and Moo. Huh? Where'd they go?
They better not be in my room.
Doug Funny, we have now gathered enough information. Our observations are complete.
Yeah, but here's my sister. Don't you want to talk to her?
No.
Oh, wait a minute, guys. When should I come over to your house and meet your family?
Family? 5927. 5927. Yes. Our father is very busy.
He cannot be disturbed. We have prepared this report for your presentation.
You wrote my report? But...
Thank you for your time, Doug Funny.
Skeeter couldn't believe how thorough the report was.
Wow, cool graphics.
543 feet of electrical wiring... Average temperature, 492 degrees Kelvin.
Man, I wish Willie White would make a report like this for me.
But Skeeter, I can't turn this in. There's nothing in it at all about their family.
The trailer is actually very roomy. So, Doug, what's the inside of the Sleeches' house like?
Well, I haven't exactly...
Have you found out what those weird smells are coming from their basement?
Yeah, and that black smoke.
Weird smells? Smoke?
And what about their dad?
What do you mean?
I live right next door, and I've never even seen him.
Maybe he's shy?
Or maybe he's a super evil scientist that stays locked in his laboratory all day and never comes out.
Huh?
And you know what he does in there?
What?
Experimentations.
Experimentations?
Are you sure about that?
Hey, if I'm lying, I'm dying.
What kind of experimentations, Roger?
You ever wonder why those Sleech brothers are so brainy?
Uh-huh.
Well, that ain't no accident. You see, Daddy's super evil genius Sleech is making himself super smart brainiacs. And you know what he's gonna do with them?
What?
Turn everyone into Sleeches and take over Bluffington!
That can't be true.
Hey, Doug, check this out.
It's Mr. Sleech's profile.
Yeah, and it's totally censored. Well, whatever their dad does, Alan Moo sure don't want you to know about it.
I've done it! It's alive!
Another success, Father.
We are very lucky. Now we have...
sisters!
After hearing all that stuff from Roger, turning in Alan Moo's report didn't seem like such a bad idea. I spent hours trying to make up my mind.
I don't see why you have to interview their dad. Just write down what Roger told us.
Yeah, but what if Roger made all that up?
Guess you get an F and flunk the class.
Great. It looked like I had no choice but to go to... the Sleeches. Who is it? It's me, Doug Funny.
What do you want?
I came to do my report.
We already gave it to you.
But I can't just turn in your report. I have to do it for real. I've got to interview your dad.
567-1852. Shut up. Enter. Our father is in the kitchen. He will be ready in 54 seconds. Doug Funny, this is our father.
Huh?
Good evening, Doug Funny. It is a pleasure to meet you.
That's not your dad. That's just Al with a fake mustache.
No, it's not. I'm him. Did you have some questions for me?
Come on, guys. If I don't write this report, I'm gonna get an F. Now, where's your real dad?
You are very observant, Doug Funny. I am not my father. He's not home. He's doing very important secret experimentations.
Well, I guess Mrs. Wingo can't flunk me if he's not home. Can you at least show me the rest of your house?
3, 7.
You.
We have time. You may see our room.
What's in there?
Stay out.
Ow! Do not enter when red light is on.
Very dangerous. This is our room.
So, this is your room. Huh. Cool. Bunk beds. Who gets the top?
We alternate.
What? Weekly? Monthly?
Every 4 hours.
Ha ha ha. Good one.
Wow. This is Brian. We spend hours and hours playing with Brian.
Wow. Do you guys have any games for this?
Glorak!
Make yourself invisible or you will surely perish.
Well, I guess I'll just watch.
Danger, Dragonlore!
Beware the Glorak! Watch your solar vectors!
Glorak!
Again, I am triumphant. Your pride shall be your downfall.
Well, it's been really great watching you guys play all your games, but I think maybe I better be going. It's almost 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock! Father's coming. Daddy's home. We must go. Run!
But I thought you said he...
But Father, we liked him.
Can't you just make him a brainiac sleech?
But son, he knows too much about us. And besides, don't you think he'll look wonderful on your shelf?
Help! Let me out! I'm talent! Help! Let me out!
Hurry! You must go!
Who are you?
Don't tell him. Run away.
Hello, Mr. Sleech. I'm Doug Funny.
Oh, yeah. You're the one the boys interviewed the other day. Now I guess it's our turn. I suppose you'd like to know more about me.
I think I know enough.
Nonsense. You've come all this way. You must see where I do my experimentation. Enough?
4 donuts is my limit, Mr. Sleech.
Well, are you sure? There's plenty more where that came from.
Haha, boy, I would have never pictured you a baker, Mr. Sleech.
Well, the hours are terrible. Work all night, sleep all day, but it's something I love to do. In fact, I love it so much, I built my own private bakery down here. After work, I come down here and experiment. I'm trying to create the perfect donut.
B- Malfoy, Mr. Sleech. I had you pictured a lot different, especially with, well...
Boys like Alan Moo? It surprises me sometimes, too. Working stiff like me with a couple of Einsteins. I guess it embarrasses them that their old dad is a baker instead of some brainy scientist.
So that was it. Al and Moo were ashamed that their dad wasn't a super evil genius. The next day, it was time for our presentations.
And thus our environmental analysis of the Funny Family reveals a well-nourished familial relationship, hampered only by an inattentiveness to the wonders of science.
Thank you.
Well, the next report is from Doug Funny, and he visited Al and Moo Sleech.
Mad scientists, scary laboratories, weird experimentations. This is what you think of when you think of the Sleeches. In fact, I asked Mr. Sleech himself to come today with one of his experimentations.
You kids like donuts?
Huh?
So, in conclusion, those are the Sleeches.
Class dismissed.
So I gave my report on the real Sleeches, and hopefully Al and Lou realized that even though their dad isn't a super evil genius scientist, he still makes a great donut.